When does the beginning begin? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. When does the beginning begin? Now, we all like to think that the beginning began when the Bible tells the story of the beginning. And the Big Bang tells the story of the beginning. And many other things tell the story of the beginning. Or, when were you born? Were you really born then? If we were to put your age on you, as to how old you really are, you would be, well, at least 15 billion years old, and perhaps an infinite number more. Because, you know, you're at the beginning. Now, when is your beginning? It's a three-letter word. When is your beginning? Now. Now is the only time there is, and if we put our attention on things in the past, then we will really have a problem. Now, I have been given the privilege, and it may be the task, of working with the committee for INTA, the International New Thought Alliance, on their bylaws, on upgrading and modernizing and improving and correcting their bylaws. And one of the things they mentioned in the discussion was that they want to check out will and want and things like that. Well, if I'm doing anything, what will I be saying? I'll be saying now. Now. And there's a preamble that they put into the Constitution, and they said, should we use this or not? And the preamble goes into the past. It doesn't say, this is what the Institute does. It says, this is what the Institute has done all of its existence. Now, that's sort of a past tense, out-of-date sort of thing. To say the same thing, saying the principle, saying that this is what we do now, or this is what the institution does now, is in the first person present tense, positive, right now. Now, it'll be an interesting thing. I almost deleted it from my email because it was from a name I hadn't recognized, but there it was, and I thought somehow that name rings a bell. And it was Bill who had called me and asked me to help him on that. So, I'm doing that. Now, when do we begin? When do we begin with anything? What is the story of your life? Today, I am enjoying a wonderful day. Everything is beautiful in my day today. I'm happy. The sun is bright. Everyone around me is filled with joy and happiness, my reflection, and this is my beginning. This is how I begin the rest of my life. They have a statement, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Well, today is the only day in your life. There is no other day that you'll ever live other than today. Now you say, well, there's yesterday and there's tomorrow and so on. No. Yesterday is past, tomorrow hasn't come. It is already in your consciousness, but you don't know it. Can you imagine if you were to merge in your awareness in the allness that you are? Can you imagine if you were the past, present, and future of all life? Can you imagine? Which you are. Because all time is when?
Now.
If all time is now, where does the past come from? Where does the future come from? Now, do you believe all time is now? No, you don't. Because if you believed all time is now, you would not talk about yesterday and you would not talk about tomorrow. Ellen is so excited about having guests tonight who are going to enjoy dinner with us, and how are we going to expand the table and how are we going to do this? Ellen, es ist getan.
It's done.
It is done. It is done right now. Now, how do you see these people visiting us? Sitting here joyously, you know, rapturously, having a wonderful time right now.
Right.
Right now. It's not later. It's not 4 or 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever. It's now. Are they eating dinner with us now? Yes. We think of them eating dinner, and they're in our mind eating dinner with us. Are they laughing and singing and so happy?
Yes.
And are the boys and the girls of Jeff's kids just tickled pink with Rex?
Yes.
And did Jeff get his new dog yet? Yes, in his consciousness.
Yeah.
And what's he going to do?
He takes two.
What has he done?
He has prepared the garden for the yard.
He has two dogs.
Yeah.
Now, can you have anything more than you have it in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
We think we have to touch something for it to be real. Reality is in our consciousness. Reality is in our thought. Reality is what we not only see in our outer appearance, but inner. Now, I look at this pine tree over here, the big old pine tree. It's about 2 feet across, and it is, that's the diameter of the trunk, and it goes up maybe about 200 feet. It's a tall baby, you know. And one time, it stood in our living room as our Christmas tree, 20 years ago. And as time went by, it grew and grew and grew. And its lower branches are bigger than the first Christmas tree, which it was. But you see, the time is now. Now, you look at that tree, and then you think Christmas tree. What happens when you think that Christmas tree? You're back in memory of the Christmas tree, and you're living it now. You're experiencing it now. And can you see, like the tree down here by the basketball court? It was right next to Gregor's trailer where he was staying, and where Katrina had the printing presses and all the other things that we've done around here. I tell you, we have, and it's all now. I say, Katrina, printing presses, I'm looking at her printing on the printing presses. I say, Gregor and the twisting tree next to his trailer, and I see it right now. And everything is right now. The only time that there will ever be is right now. Now, do you want to enjoy the eternity of who you are? Do you want to enjoy the timelessness of who you are? Do you want to enjoy being in the now? You really want to enjoy it. You say, oh, sure. Well, you don't. Because I say, Sylvia, come here, please. Just a minute, I put this dish down. I said, Sylvia, come here. I didn't say, just a minute, put the dish down. I said, Sylvia, come here. And you say, yes. And you put the dish down, you come. Your first thought was to put the dish down, but you don't have to tell me that. You put the dish down, then you come. But you don't say, I got to put the dish down, because then you're doing another activity before you come in your consciousness. Putting it down is just part of your moving away from where you are to where I am. Now, it's hard to be in the now. It's hard to recognize the beginning is right here, right now. Because, Sylvia, I am going to give you a brand new Rolls Royce for you to use to go between your house and the monastery. And she says, by the time I get in one door and get out the other, I'm at the monastery. But no, you wouldn't say that, would you?
No.
You would say, wow! You would say, everybody, you want to ride? And it would say,
Martino,
you be the chauffeur. And so what would Martino do? He would tour you around the entire property.
Yes.
And you would leave the citadel, and 2 hours later you'd wind up at the monastery because you were having such a good time. You're just driving and driving. And then, Martino, it is a convertible. So what would you have to do?
You have to open the...
You'd have to have the top down.
Yeah.
And is it automatic, Martino? You press a button, it goes down?
Yes.
Martino, how do you start the brand new Rolls Royce?
Yeah.
How do you start the brand new Rolls Royce? No. No keys.
Oh.
No keys.
You speak your words?
No, you speak.
Your name and it starts.
You said, Martino, And the car would prepare the seat for your position. It would prepare the thing and turn itself on. And if I said Rex, it wouldn't turn on. Because it's not in the now tuned to turn on, you know. Can you imagine if Rex gets in there and says, "Arf!" And then the car turns on and Rex goes driving around. Cool. Good. But why not?
Why not?
Why not? I mean, Rex is as brilliant as any other dog or human being to that extent. But right now, see, living in the now, living in this present moment, there is no other time. When is the beginning?
Now.
The beginning is now, you see? And Mickey says, well, I put on this jacket because I like to be hugged and snuggled and so forth. And, well, you don't get hugged and snuggled with the jacket on. You get hugged and snuggled with the jacket off, you know, because then people hug and snuggle you to keep you warm and cozy. But, you see, what did she do when she said that? She visualized herself being hugged and snuggled, and she visualized herself being appreciated. And right now, her beginning was that moment. Whenever we think any thought, that thought is the beginning of all time. The beginning of all time. You know, I smile in an interesting way as I think of people who write beautiful stories and do beautiful things, and then they put somebody else's name on it. They put somebody else's name on it, like an amumenesis. How do you pronounce that word? A person who writes for another. They have another person talking through you, like Ramtha talking through Mrs. Knight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's Mrs. Knight. That's her. She just didn't have the strength to say, "It's me." Because she didn't think anyone would believe that she could have those experiences, because she didn't believe she could have those experiences. She had to have them through some other consciousness. Now, too many of us are doing them. Elizabeth Clare Prophet, brilliant, absolutely brilliant woman. She has Jesus talking through her. She has all these different entities talking through her. Brilliant writing, brilliant, beautiful. Beautifully done. Now, if she were to say, "This is me," well, that would make her into a Buddha, so to speak, you know? It'd make her into a god that people would start worshiping. And she doesn't want people to worship her, but they're already worshiping her because she is the messenger. But she's not really the messenger. She is the what do you call it?
Catalyzer.
You know, she is the source itself.
Oh, well, yeah.
She is the one giving the message. She is not the messenger. She is the one. She is God speaking. She is the Buddha. She is whoever. She is Jesus Christ. You know? Now, is everyone, everything that ever exists, ever will exist, ever can exist right now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you're Jesus Christ right now. So, when you start talking like Jesus Christ, you're Jesus Christ. Now, why don't you just say, I'm not Jesus Christ, you know? I'm Beatrice Enns, you know. And Beatrice Enns saying such things like that? Who is your teacher? Who is your philosopher? Who is your trainer? You know, herself. You know, but have we the courage, the guts, to say that we are who we are? You know? Have we the courage? And when we start taking the courage, that's why little children at the age of one sort of start losing their immunity, because they begin believing what the world tells them. They begin believing that there are problems in the world, that there are unhappinesses in the world. And up to that time, they're untouched by it, because they just don't know it. But the thing is, when is their beginning? People say, you want to return to your original purity and integrity? No, no. The original purity and integrity is right now, in us right now. All we have to do is
claim it. Live it. Be it.
Be aware of it. Reveal it. Yeah, claim it. Live it. Be it. But reveal it. All we have to do is... It's there. The diamond is within us. And we have allowed that diamond to be covered over with the dust of confusion and unhappiness and limitation. And it's about time that we unload that dust. About time we do some polishing of that diamond. Now, how do you live in the now, and how do you polish your diamond? You polish your diamond with a beautiful diamond cloth, and I'm selling them. And some people call them prayer cloths. But they're beautiful diamond polishing cloths. If you have my cloth to polish your diamond, your diamond will be the most sparkly, clear, beautiful diamond you ever had. Now, this is what I'm selling. They're $5 million each. But once you got it, you know, you're worth $50 million or $100 million. What is it? What do you say?
A lot.
Affirmations of truth about yourself. Affirmations of truth about yourself. I like me. That is your diamond polisher. That is the diamond polisher cloth. And can you see why it costs so much money? Because people don't believe it. People can say it themselves very easily, but they don't believe it. They don't stay with it. I like me, 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 I like me. Captain McGarren, Captain McGarren, Captain McGarren, and
Il mi
voglio bene. Il mi voglio bene. Il mi.
Io.
Huh?
Io. I.
Il io voglio.
Io mi voglio bene.
Yeah, that's in Italian. And in all other languages. Now, in Moscow, there are more billionaires than any other city in the world. And in Moscow, there are millionaires are a dime a dozen. They're just everywhere. They're just everywhere. But do you think those people became billionaires and millionaires by saying, I'm poor, by saying, I haven't, I can't? What did they do? They went out and they invested in themselves. They believed in what they invested in. They believed where they put their money. They believed. And it returned to them very well. Apple is the 337th most impressive corporation in the world. 337th. Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the Fortune magazine in there that gives the 500 most important corporations in the world. And the most important corporations, they say by value of money, I guess. But man, oh man, oh man. Just think of all this money that these corporations hold. And the corporation, and then the money that the nations hold. No wonder the Russians, who are coming out of such poverty, come into this. What have they done in India? Same thing. Do they believe that they can be wealthy?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Do they believe it's now?
Mm-hmm.
Do they affirm it?
Yeah.
Well, what about you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you live in ideal spirit, mind, and body?
Yes.
I tell you, and I will tell you, and I'll tell you, in the world of 6 to 7 billion people now, billion people, there are maybe 300 million, which is a tiny, tiny number, or maybe even less, but 300 million people who are sick. That's all. And there are maybe 100 million people who are in prison or who are violating the law. Isn't that interesting? The majority of the world is healthy. The majority of the world is wealthy and happy and hearty. The majority. You say, well, look at all these poor people. No, no. Those people have exactly what they want. They have exactly what they have announced for themselves. Exactly. And that's what they want. They say, I don't like me. And they don't get it. But they say, they say, I like me, and then they get it. Then they have everything they could ever want in their life. And when are they having it? When is their beginning?
No.
When are you going to start?
Now.
Don't you wish you had started a long time ago? There
agree.
Is no long time ago. You see, that's what we sometimes do. Gee, if we'd only known this when we were kids or when we were little people, and then go on. We did. And we do. And we are. But now is the beginning of time. Now is the beginning of our life. Now is the beginning of everything that we could ever want or be or know. It's really quite wonderful. It's quite beautiful. But it's now. They have a new electric car out now. And the electric car will sell for $104,000. And it doesn't use gas, just uses electricity. I'm not sure of the source, but I think it's probably solar power of some sort. But it's fantastic. And there are office buildings around the world that are putting windmills on top of their buildings to generate electricity. And there are other office buildings around the world that are putting solar panels on top of their buildings to bring in electricity. And
the big vessels have sails.
What has tails?
Sail.
Sail?
Sails, yes. The big tankers.
So oh. Oh, okay.
Takes power from that.
Yeah, okay. They get power from
the wind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful. The power comes from many, many sources. The ocean, the wind, the movement of the earth, the tide, and that's the ocean, and the sun, and, you know, who knows what all. But beautiful. And, of course, all sorts of foods. Now, who would have ever thought that corn would make fuel, you know? And it's making fuel today. But, you see, we live in a world that is waking up to its original purity and integrity, and waking up to living in the now. And I will ask you, and you will answer me very quickly, where and how will we get our power once we are fully awake?
From within.
From within. Now, why can we say that?
Because that's the only source.
Why can we say that?
Because it's the only source which exists.
Yeah, that part's good. But because the thought produces whatever the thought is about. And if the thought is about electricity for your house, you have it. Right now, we speak our word and say, this house is wired ideally.
This house is wired ideally.
Everywhere you turn, there's a plug. And it's ideal. And it is to handle any amount of current. It doesn't matter what is needed, it handles it. And we can plug it into anything. But, and this, of course, I want to buy. They have a new gadget now. They have a new gadget. And it's plugged into the wall. It's a tray. And at night, you take your iPhone, you take your earbud, you take all the gadgets you have that are operated by batteries, you know, and you put it in this tray. Yeah, I'll show it to you. It's a beautiful tray. And it's a tray that recharges everything. And it doesn't matter what it is. You just put it in there. It says you can charge, currently it's designed to charge 150 different types of charging systems. Now, isn't that spectacular? Isn't that amazing? Now, not really. Next thing you know, they won't need to have any charging. Next thing you know, you won't need to have that. Next thing you know, Ellen says, Herb? And I said, yeah. And she says, how are things over in Russia today? Oh, wonderful. And she's here on campus. And she's just speaking to me through her thought, through her mind, through her ideas. And then she closes her eyes and turns on her TV screen, you know. Mm-hmm. And she sees a picture of me. And I see a picture of her. And we're conversing to each other. And then the next thing you know, we're together. We're both talking, you know, one-on-one. And then I say, okay, see you. It's like hanging up the phone. Zip, I'm back where I am, and she's where she was, you know. But you see, why not? Why not? The stranger, the more awesome, the more outrageous the things are, the more outstanding they are, the more real they are. Now, when somebody had a very high consciousness, said, I think I'll build a pyramid. He built the pyramid. They were not built with people. They were built with thought. And there are pyramids all over the world because they're just fun things to have. And I use them as training schools too, and they're just lots of fun. But now, wherever I think I am now. Whatever I'm doing now, I am doing now. Because now is the only time there is, and now is the first day of every day in our life. Not the rest of our life, but every day in our life. Past, present, future, the whole gambit. It's right now. And what a wonderful world it is. Have a lovely day, and enjoy. This is the beginning, the first day of your life. This is the beginning. This is all right now. There's no other time. I love you. I love you.
I love you.